Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Schuels. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The DH, Mark Salas. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi misplays the ball. That's an error on Lombardozzi. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Lombardozzi covering, for the out. Hargrove moves to second. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schulz fields it and throws to first for the out. Brunansky moves to second. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi takes first base on ball four. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Butler steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Reed and he is out, Gaetti applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett is hit by the pitch. Reed moves to second. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Salas reaches second base with a double. Reed scores. Puckett moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove fields it and throws to home to get Puckett. Salas moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Smithson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne bunts towards the mound. Schulz fields it and throws to first for the out. Lombardozzi moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gagne. Jacoby scores. Willard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Puckett scores. Salas moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salas scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher now playing left field. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Lombardozzi reaches second base with a double. Vern Rule now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lombardozzi scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Willard and he is out, Franco applying the tag. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove juggles the ball. That's an error on Hargrove. Royce Molly pinch hits for Mark Salas. Royce Molly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Willard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Willard reaches second base with a double. Jacoby goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Twins. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Willard moves to third. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Keith Creel now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Creel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing shortstop. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Vukovich strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Jerry Willard. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.